If you need a new podcast to listen to and you like comedians, you should check out It's Not About You with Jamal, Marianne, and Cousin Todd. It's a couple of stand-up comedians and their nerd talking about current events or interviewing their contemporaries. Okay, actually, it's just them talking to their friends and about what they've been watching on Netflix or Disney+. So check it out on your favorite podcasting app or go to Not About You, that's the letter U, notaboutyoupod.com. Notaboutyoupod.com. Come check it out. We also do live streams on Sundays at 1 p.m. on Facebook, facebook.com/notaboutyoupod. Same spelling.
We should, like, go and, like, hang out with Todd.
Whoa. It's Todd.
Yeah.
Todd's even cooler than we thought.
Boys, I'm looking for a fella who goes by the name of Todd.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Todd would make, like, a good manager or something.
Todd roll.
Welcome to another episode of the 206 Geek Podcast with your host Todd, the 206 Geek.
So I wanted to read you guys some of the ratings and the reviews that I got for the podcast. Some of the ones I got here, I have Truly Geeky. There's no higher honor I can bestow than that. Well, I could declare it emperor of the known universe, I suppose, but if the emperor is not geeky, then who really cares? 5 stars. Nice. Let's see here. A great show for the local and for the local nerd and beyond. Nice. Also 5 stars. I love listening to these nerds. Super entertaining. 5 stars. Thank you. New year, new episodes. What more could you ask for? 5 stars. Nice. And we also have a great listen. 5 stars. And then there's, of course, because, you know, I wanted to at least have one on there. I didn't expect to get more, but that's awesome. The first one is from me. It says, I'm biased, but I think I think it's a great podcast. 5 stars. Yes, yeah, I rated and reviewed my own podcast, folks. So if you want to also do a rating and a review, and I'll read these once I get new ones. These are all kind of old, but I haven't had any new ones in a while. If you want to give me a rating and a review, you can go to rate.206geek.com, and that will take you to where you can find the links for Apple Podcast and Podchaser. Both are free, and you can set up an account if you don't already have one, and then rate and review the podcast. If you would do that, that'd be great. The more people that rate and review the podcast, the more the podcast becomes visible, more people see it, more people subscribe and download. That'd be great if you did that. Thanks. I'm now streaming live on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Twitch and I don't know if you guys are watching me do this stream, you can see what I'm wearing. I got this hat just a couple days ago. I've had this shirt for a couple weeks. Right now it's my favorite shirt. But this hat, you know if you can see this or not, it's an Optimus Prime snapback. Isn't that awesome? It's got the little ears on it and things. I guess those are ears. But I don't know, I really dig it. I think it's cool. Move this mic a little closer. And I have to say that the other thing is like the front of it has got like the Lego posts on it, so I could do like a, I can add Legos. It's supposed to have come with Lego bricks, so I can put a design or whatever on there. But I was so excited to open the packaging, I misplaced the bricks. They're probably someplace in my Pathfinder. And the other day when it was like 85 degrees here in Washington a couple days ago, I was in my car and I went to the store to get some stuff, and I came back to the car and it was so damn hot. I was like, I had to dig out my my windshield visor, you know, those things you can unfold and then put them in your window to keep the sun from like baking the inside of your car. Well, I found mine. I knew I put it in there. I was looking for it and found it, and I forgot that it was one of those ones that shows like everybody from the original Star Wars, like sitting in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And it occurred to me that my Pathfinder is kind of a silver color. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start calling my Pathfinder the Falcon, or the Millennium Falcon, because I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, and why not? So, yeah, that's, I just thought that was amusing to myself. So this is what episode is this? Let me pull up my phone and take a peek. Because I can't fucking remember. Let me look at the last one. See, this is episode 143, because the last one was 142. So I have some things pulled up here. I have where is it? I have some tabs open from my Feedly list. You know what? And before I read all that, I had kind of a rough morning. By morning I mean like just before noon. I woke up and I was up until like probably 7 this morning. So I only got about maybe 3.5-4 hours of sleep. It's been that warm. It's been that hot. I have trouble sleeping when it's warm. And then I, of course, the first thing that happens when I wake up is I get a phone call from my stepmom. And I try not to not answer her phone, because I'm always expecting that the next call I get from her is going to be her telling me that my dad has passed away. No such luck. Those of you who don't know, I don't really have a great relationship with my dad. Even before he had gotten his diagnosed with Parkinson's and whatnot, he's always kind of a toxic person. And so it's really difficult for me to talk to my dad if I'm not having a good day to start with, or if I'm not ready to deal with people. And maybe you've been awake for 10 minutes when she called. And she's like, hey, Todd, Barb. And I was like, yeah, hey, what's up, Barb? And she's like, your dad wants to talk to you. I was like, is he in a good headspace? Because if he's not, I don't really want to talk to him. Because I just woke up and I'm not sure if I'm really ready to deal with people, especially him, because he has this ability to like push all of the buttons all at the same time. And he's like, no, he's good. He's good. He's like, all right, cool. I'll talk to him, I guess, you know. And then, of course, first thing he does when I want you to unblock my phone number so I can call you whenever I want. I was like, well, I don't know, Dad. You know, it's been my experience that if you're not blocked, then you will call me all the time. And then, and I know some people are thinking, well, what's so bad about that? I was like, well, you got to understand, my dad is very toxic, very, like. Like he, when he feels slighted, or if he feels like people are being disrespectful, he goes from zero to asshole like that. and he will lash out, and I just wasn't in the right headspace. Like I said, I'd only been awake for at that point maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and and he's like, I just, you know, if you unblock me, that way I can call you. And if I can just call you whenever, I'll send you money. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that, Dad. I'm just, no. Well, I guess I won't be sending you money. He's like, all right. Okay. Don't. I mean, that's, I'm 49 years old. I'm not a child. You can't, you know, force me into doing something I don't want to do. I knew because of that little interaction there with him that it was going to snowball into something else. And, he always asks me about my siblings because none of my siblings will talk to him. None of them. They just don't answer the phone or they have him blocked. That's how bad it is when it comes to my dad. And, I'm sorry for like dumping on you guys. And if you're still here, I appreciate you. I feel like I need to share this, and I will get to the cool, you know, nerdy stuff here in a minute, but I need to get this off my chest. You know, it's just, my dad is, he's a difficult person. And, so when he calls and like, so have you talked to your sister? Have you talked to your brother? I'm like, no, I really don't talk to them. I mean, I talk to my sister more than any of the others, but I don't really talk to her that much. And it's usually pretty brief, and for the most part, I'm okay with that kind of communication with my siblings, because I know that if we're around each other for too long or too frequent, that that nice filter will go away. Eventually, the annoyed sibling will show up. Like, why are you still here? Why are you still talking to me? Kind of thing. And I don't think my siblings dislike me, but I think that I get on their nerves. I mean, and this also could just be my insecurities. This is probably my own anxiety kind of surfacing right now. And, my dad will like ask me about them. And then when I don't give him an answer he likes, he gets mad at me for like hiding stuff from him. I'm like, Dad, I'm not hiding anything. I don't know what they're up to. I don't talk to my brothers, any of them. The ones I would like to talk to don't talk to me. And the ones that I don't want to talk to don't talk to me. So, so he gets mad at me for me not being able to relay what everyone's doing to him, because no one will talk to him. And he starts fighting with me. I'm like, Dad, I don't want to fight with you. This is the thing you're talking about has nothing to do with me. I don't care about that. I care about that person, but that particular story, that particular topic, it has nothing to do with me. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to argue about that because it doesn't involve me. And I don't understand why you're getting so upset. I was like, well, you do this every time you call me, Dad, or if I talk to you, this topic always comes up, and I don't like talking about it because it has nothing to do with me. I have nothing to say about that topic. I don't want to gossip about them about that topic. I'm just not into it. Yeah. So that's been my morning. My dad is 80 years old. He's really, really frail. Really frail. I saw him last week for the first time in probably 3 years. And I was only there for about 6 hours, if that. I think it was probably closer to four. And the only reason why I was there for as long as I was is because both my stepmom and my little sister were there. And I'm glad Tammy came over, because had she not come over and helped kind of wrangle my dad's, you know, what he's talking about, that visit would have been much shorter. And it's been a long time since I've been over there, and I rarely ever get to see my little sister. She's got her own life, her own family, so she's really busy. So the fact that she took a few hours of her day to come and hang out with me and the old man meant a lot. I probably would have only been there for maybe an hour or two if she hadn't shown up. And it was good getting caught up with her. This is not the most entertaining podcast I've ever done. I apologize, guys. Oh, boy. All right, let's get back to the things from the Feedly list, Todd.
Meanwhile, back at the podcast.
All right. So, the first thing I have pulled up here is a story from comicbook.com. Apparently, there's an animated movie coming to Netflix called America the Motion Picture. There's a trailer. They had a trailer posted, but of course the video is now set to private, so whoever posted it apparently wasn't supposed to. Let's see if I can find it. I'm going to just Google search it. Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can find it and then play it. From the Founding Fathers who brought you Archer, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, The Expendables, and Magic Mike. What?
I'm George Washington. Let's go start a fucking revolution.
Channing Tatum is George Washington as like an action hero with superpowers.
Ding dong. It's America, motherfucker.
Did you practice that line in the car on your way here?
What the fuck is a car?
Holy shit.
Hello, Gov. Oh, Gov.
I can't ask you to go in there with me.
Really?
Yeah, good, because no.
Great, good luck.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Science! Charge!
Oh, man.
Me, a black dude, to play lookout for you while you break the law.
All right, hold up. This is giving the list of all the people that are in this. All right, so we have voiced by America's sweethearts Channing Tatum, Olivia Munn, Judy Greer, Will Forte, Killer Mike, Simon Pegg, Andy Samberg, Raul Mastrullo, and Jason. Oh, jeez. Mansukas and Bobby Moynihan. So, I know who most of those people are. The one I struggled with his name. I don't know the name. I probably recognize the guy if I saw him. I have no idea who Raul Mastrullo is. But that trailer looks amazing. I really can't wait to see that come out. I know you guys are probably thinking, why aren't you showing the video, Todd? Well, I wasn't thinking about it because I forgot that I was streaming. Plus, if I did that, probably would cause my computer to completely lock up and freeze. Because, I don't know, it looks like it's using quite a bit of CPU right now. And memory. Memory. All right. I'll go ahead and share the video on Facebook. Oh, man. I'm really sorry about that kind of, that emotional breakdown that I had there. Guys, I felt the need to record my podcast and figured, you know, might as well go ahead and stream it too. And the fact that I just, in the last, you know, before I started recording, like 30 minutes before that was when I talked to my dad. It was, yeah, I just needed to get off my chest. So thank you for if you're still here listening, and I apologize. So, thanks. All right. Share this story, or the video rather, over on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/206geek. I should be also streaming over on some of the other pages that I maintain. So over on It's Not About You and Todd the 206 Geek and the Derp is out there, I believe, are all set up to stream. If you're watching on any of those pages, come over to facebook.com/206geek, and then anything that I share will be there on that page. All right, so I can close that tab now. Next story I have, new GTA 6 rumor is the wildest yet. Okay. It says, a new GTA 6 rumor is the wildest yet, or at least the most unexpected rumor so far. According to a reliable industry insider and leaker, the new Grand Theft Auto game from Rockstar Games will incorporate cryptocurrency and sometimes even dish out cryptocurrency to players for competing missions rather than cash. To this end, the stock market feature from GTA 5 is set to return with a special broker for those dealing with cryptocurrencies. Okay. Interesting. So it's within the game, not that they're actually going to be giving you real cryptocurrency in the game, because, you know, that would be, you know, I think that would be weird. I think that would get a lot of people to play GTA 6 if that actually, like, gave you real cryptocurrency, but I don't think that's what they're doing. Man, if they do, though, that would saturate the game with a bunch of weirdos, for sure. Okay. Anything else here that's... I don't really give two shits about, like, cryptocurrency. I'm one of those people that think it's a fad and it will eventually go away, even though it's been around for probably a decade. But it's just now taken off. It's fucking everywhere. I mean, you can buy cryptocurrency through PayPal. I was like... Oh. Okay, if I got crypto, where can I spend it? There, you can't spend it. I mean, yeah, if the value of it goes up, you can cash out, I guess. But I don't know. Honestly, I was hoping there was going to be something more interesting than cryptocurrency to this story. So I'm not reading anymore. If you guys want to check out the story for yourself, the title of the article is New GTA 6 Rumor is the Wildest Yet, over on comicbook.com, and I'm sure you can search for it. And it's probably already been posted to the Facebook page, because I have this site like automatically. Anything they post gets automatically shared to Facebook. All right, all right. Here's something interesting, folks. Remember the movie Superbad? Because these guys are all like supposed to be like 16, 17, 18 years old. And I think the youngest of the trio in that movie was the guy who played McLovin. Well, apparently, today is his 40th birthday. Oh, wait. The character. Okay, this is what it says here. McLovin from Superman turns 40 today, June 3rd, 2021, meaning the character has finally lived up to the age on his infamous fake ID. Superbad fans know the site of that driver's license and every detail on it. Indeed, that ID is a part of an entire generation's collective memory of teenage years, shenanigans, and beloved coming-of-age films like Superbad that go with them. Okay, maybe it's not the actor's birthday. I wasn't talking to you. Gotta love it when your Alexa decides to chime in while you're recording a podcast. I thought it was the actor's 40th birthday. I think the actor's probably older than 40. This is what it says here. Superbad co-writer, star, and producer Seth Rogen commemorated the McLovin milestone with a social media post. Happy 40th birthday, McLovin. We wrote this joke when we were 14 years old. If you don't get the reference that Rogen is making in the caption above, he and Superbad co-writer, producer Evan Goldberg first wrote the film when they were teenagers and apparently came up with the McLovin ID gag at the tender age of 14. Shit, I didn't know that. Let's see. I just got a message from my sister Heidi. Her ears must have been burning. I'll read that when I'm done here. Okay. Well, I mean, I need to rewatch that movie because I just remember it being really funny. I remember how old I was when I watched it. I know I was not a teenager though. I was probably in my 30s or early 40s when that movie came out. So I thought the movie was hilarious. That's the movie that really kind of was my introduction to like Seth Rogen and his partner Evan Goldberg. I was aware of the 40-year-old version, but I had not watched it at that point. I have since watched it, and it's pretty funny. I don't think it's nearly as funny as Superbad, though. Although Superbad, I think it had a lot of great things. It had, I think, if I recall, it had a pretty good soundtrack. The story was pretty standard for those coming of age movies. So it reminded me of the movies that I liked when I was a teenager. So maybe that's why I liked it. I don't know, a lot of people like that movie, I guess. Maybe. Maybe not, I don't know. Let's see here. Do-do-do-do. Where is... You know, maybe I should try. thought I already added it. Never mind. I was going to see if I can add the chat room to the screen, but I don't know if I don't know if I can do that while I'm actually on here doing this. Trying to figure out how to get to that. I'm using a Restreamio, I don't know. Chat. Open in browser. I think that the Restreamio chat is supposed to, well, maybe that's only for people that are on the Restreamio chat or thing. I don't know. I thought I was supposed to like show like any comments, but I may not have any. So, yay! All right, so. Oh, here's an interesting story from LRMonline.com. If I say this word, my Alexa will chime in. So, ECHO and Ironheart production to begin in 2022. Rumor. ECHO, which is ek and o. If I put those two syllables together, my Alexa will chime in. I don't want it to say anything. So, ek and ho, and Ironheart production. I guess Ironheart is going to be a movie, or is it a TV series? Okay, it says here, okay, folks, this one comes from Murphy's Multiverse. So I'm not even going to label it as Barside Buzz. Now, whilst Ironheart was always expected to begin filming next year, hold on. Echo. I wasn't talking to you. Shush. It's listening. Is more of a surprise. Because that's because as yet that is not officially a go at Marvel Studios. It will be first introduced in Hawkeye Disney Plus's series. We therefore assume, despite all the buzz, Marvel are trying to keep the character's own series a secret. Or maybe this is a series, not a movie. God, it says that word several more times, and I ek and ho, if you put those two syllables together, that's the word I'm trying to say. I don't want my Alexa to start beeping at me. Maybe I could, you know what? Let's do this, Todd. That way you can actually talk about it. I'm going to change the activation word for it in here on my computer or on the app here. Da 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 da. Where is the activation word? I'm like derailed by the he'll set it to that. Okay. Should be set to the company that owns the Echo. There we go. It's not responding. It's set to that keyword to activate. So, I will be able to read this story now without my Alexa chiming in. Echo and Ironheart is going to start production in 2022. You know what? Of course, I left the app open on my phone. That's why it did that. Oh, man. Anyhow. it says here. Like I said before, as I was trying to read it without, like, using the word echo. Now, whilst Ironheart was always expected to begin filming next year, Echo was more of a surprise. That's because as yet Echo is not officially a go at Marvel Studios. Echo will be first introduced in the Hawkeye Disney Plus series. We therefore assume that despite all the buzz, Marvel are trying to keep their character's own series a secret. So far, Marvel is doing a really bad job because an Echo show has been rumored for some time. I don't know what, you know what, maybe I should Google what that is. I know what Ironheart is because I talked about it before on the podcast. And I don't know. When I Google search it, it comes up with everything about the show and not the actual characters. Okay. So, apparently, Echo might be, like, another character in the Ironheart comics. I don't really know. Because the only thing I know about Ironheart is she is a young genius who does some reverse engineering of Tony Stark's armor and creates her own suit. If you've not seen or heard of the character, if you go to Disney Plus and look for Marvel Rising, there's an episode or two about her. Plus, I think she makes an appearance in the Marvel's Spider-Man series, which I think is still going. Although it may have ended. I haven't seen any new episodes in quite some time, but that's probably because of the pandemic causing everything to, like, shut down and not. Although I don't understand how the pandemic had shut down any animated series, to be honest, because you don't need to come into the studio to record. I mean, I'm not a voice actor or VO person at all, other than the fact that I do a podcast, and that's not really voiceover. Not really, anyway. I mean, it kind of is. I don't do scripts. I do read stories and stuff, so maybe that kind of counts. But essentially, all they need is a decent setup like I do. You know, a nice, quiet place to record. And you can do it remotely. You don't have to go into a studio to record audio. In fact, I remember seeing an interview with someone the other day where they said that they just got done doing an animated thing where they just recorded from their house, and they set up a recording booth in their closet. And my podcast probably would sound better if I moved my recording setup into my closet, but no, I'm not doing that. You don't know what you can't. Well, if you're watching the stream, you can kind of, well, no, you can't because I have the green screen thing turned on, but you would otherwise be able to see how messy and how much disarray my room is. I've often said that my messy room is a reflection of how my mind works. it's not like very organized. Organized, even. I think that's what I said, right? Organized? It didn't sound right. Anyways, all right, let's get back to the podcast here and get distracted easily, especially when I'm hungry and I'm hot. It's warm and I'm starting to get hungry. So, the next story is Masters of the Universe. Kevin Smith describes show's difference from She-Ra. Now, I can tell you right now, the Netflix He-Man is definitely different than the Netflix She-Ra, because the Netflix She-Ra is completely different than the original. Because, it just is, and it's, you know, a lot of people whined and complained about why they have to turn her into this blah blah blah. And you know what? No, stop. Let's see what it says here. And it's supposed to be coming out here in the next couple weeks. It's supposed to be coming out on Netflix here in a couple weeks, I think. This is what it says here on comicbook.com. This summer, we'll see the return of He-Man and the Masters. He-Man and the Land of Eternia with a new animated series on Netflix, Masters of the Universe Revelation, with the legendary creator Kevin Smith at the helm. And in a recent interview, the creator of Clerks and Mallrats dove into his upcoming series, dove into how his upcoming series will be different from the Netflix She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, with both Prince Adam and She-Ra hailing from the same universe when they first were introduced. The upcoming animated adaption by Kevin Smith might not place in the same locale, but the two franchises still have plenty in common. Well, yeah, because the origins of the characters are all from the same place. These are just new versions of those characters. Of course, there's going to be some differences. It's going to be differences. Let's see. Check my phone real quick. I got no notifications. From the stream, so that's good. Oh man, need to get something to eat. Oh dude, I do want to say this though. I went ahead after hearing the commercial many times over many podcasts. I finally got myself a variety pack of Magic Spoon, because I was curious as to how good it was. And I might be new to the whole keto diet thing and like those types of foods. And I've heard people say, you know what? Granted, these people that were talking about it were being paid. I'm not being paid. If I was getting paid to do an advertisement for Magic Spoon, I would probably say some more favorable things. But then again, I'm not, I'm still pretty new at like eating these types of foods. And as you know, when you eat healthier foods, the flavor is not the same. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm not saying it's better. It's just not the same. I cracked open this tiny little box. This is about so big. A 7-ounce box. 7 ounces. Now, keep in mind, when you buy Magic Spoon and you don't subscribe to the delivery side of things, where they just send it to you, whatever the frequency is, it's a little bit more expensive if you buy a one-off. I bought the multi-pack, or what was it, the variety pack of the four different kinds of of Magic Spoon flavors that they had. And it was $40-something for four boxes. So that single box of chocolate flavored, you know, they basically have the shape of like Cheerios or Fruit Loops. But the flavor, I'm really trying to not be disparaging on it. Cause I mean, for what it is, it's not terrible. I mean, if you're on a keto diet or you're wanting to eat like sugary type cereal without having any sugar in it, you can't really expect it to taste exactly the same as the sugar variant of what you're eating. Unless Magic Spoon became a sponsor, I'm probably never going to buy it again. Or maybe once as my mom would say, once your taste buds have adapted. My mom used to say things like that all the time. When I was a kid, she would buy like these sugar alternatives back in the day. Like for example, she would buy this stuff called Carob and say it's just like chocolate. No, Mom, it's not. It's nothing like chocolate. It looks like chocolate, it melts like chocolate, but it doesn't taste anything like chocolate. It's like, I don't even know what Carob's made of, or if that's made of anything. I think that's probably what it is. It's probably a root or some other, like, vegetable or something. But, yeah. She used to say, well, you know, as you grow older, your taste buds, they fall out and new ones grow in. And then maybe you'll adapt to it and you'll like it. I don't know, Mom. I'm still not a fan of certain things. I'll never, no matter how many taste buds fall out, I'll never, ever, ever like refried beans. And I think that's probably more of a texture thing than a flavor thing. But, yeah. So I tried a bowl of the chocolate-flavored Magic Spoon. And initially, I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. But then I made a fairly decent-sized bowl. I don't think my bowl is still in here. I think I took it to the kitchen. And it's a good-sized bowl. I'm used to having like big bowls of cereal, and as I continue to eat, it's like, oh man, this is starting to taste, because the chocolate's starting to like wash off because it's been sitting in milk. So it's like these are starting to taste like little chunks of like rice cake, little foam, flavorless things. Yeah, I don't know if you liked that kind of thing, you might enjoy the Magic Spoon. And I think you can just go to, I think it's just magicspoon.com. And if you want to be able to have like the equivalent of like Cocoa Pebbles, or not Cocoa Pebbles, like Cocoa Puffs or you know, Cheerios with flavors on it, chocolate flavor and peanut butter and berry and frosted, which is just sugar flavor. And you can get those flavors from Magic Spoon. And then they have the subscription thing where they send you a box. I think it's once a month. I'm not going to subscribe to it. And I don't know, man. Unless I kind of get used to eating the healthier type stuff. And I have never stopped eating sugar cereal. I mean, if you're watching the stream, yeah, of course, Todd, you're a fat fuck. But, I don't know, man. I feel lied to be honest. I know these guys are trying to make a product for people who can't have sugar. And for that, I applaud them. But as someone who's only recently stopped eating sugar, Magic Spoon, oh man, I really don't want to be disparaging towards them. And I guess it falls into the category of, you know, when you're eating healthier foods, it's not as flavorful. So, get used to that. I'm going to be 50 in September. And part of the thing my sister was messaging me was because she's sent me messages about our trip to Disney. She's taking me to Disney and Universal Studios in September for my 50th birthday, which is amazing. Because I'm going to start getting emotional again. I'm sorry. There was a long period in my life where my sister really didn't like being around me. And she just didn't like me or didn't want to be around me. And you know what? I was a pretty toxic person myself. So I don't really blame her. But it still kind of hurts. We're better now. You know, when she's not working or she's not busy with something, if I call her, she'll answer the phone. She didn't used to. You know, and I have joked about, I posted about this yesterday. I was like, I have joked about, I remember when she was like a preteen or like she was in her early teens, she had a t-shirt that says Little Brother for Sale. And I still remember that to this day. I have vivid memories of her wearing that shirt. And anytime she had to watch me or she had to take me with her to go someplace or be with me or whatever, she'd wear that shirt. And I guess subconsciously that, you know, there was a, I know the shirt was more or less a joke. You know, because, you know, when you have younger siblings, you're supposed to, like, you know, that's my little brother, that's my little sister, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Especially when you're a teenager yourself, you don't want your siblings around. Doesn't matter how old they are. When you're a teenager, you don't want anybody who can make you look sillier or awkward, you don't want them around. So, but yeah, I think that's probably one of those things that, like, oh yeah, I remember that. I think deep down it bothered me. I mean, but I know it was a joke. I know that she was not, like, seriously wanting me to go away. I mean, she was a teenager. Teenagers are just that way. It shouldn't be taken personal. But yeah. I guess. All right, so let's go back to... I'm getting distracted so easily today. And you know what? My room isn't that warm. It's just... I think it's because I'm still kind of in the pro... Maybe I'm just still in the process of waking up. Anyways, back to the... I don't know why I went on that tangent. Back to the story about... about Master of the Universe Revelation... Masters of the Universe Revelation is set to land on July 23rd. So maybe not a couple weeks. That's going to be at a month. It's going to be about a month and a half away. Because it just became... I mean, today's the 3rd of June, folks. It's going to be a while. I was thinking it was going to be a lot more... closer to today than it was farther away. So check this out. Assembling a stacked roster of voice talent, including the likes of Mark Hamill, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Lena Headey, Phil LaMarr, Justin Long, and Kevin Conroy. So this show is going to have the Joker and Batman? Sign me up. Dude, I cannot wait. Of course, they're not playing those parts in the show, but you're going to still hear those voices. That's too funny. Awesome. All right, the next story I have here. Let's see. I'm getting to the end of this hour, folks. Got about 9 minutes left. I got two stories left, so I can probably fill in 9 minutes. Oh, man. Jupiter's Legacy has been canceled on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It was good. Apparently, it's being replaced by a show called Super Crooks. It says, Jupiter's Legacy canceled after just one season on Netflix. Well, Netflix is not saying it's canceled, but it's being replaced by Super Crooks. More importantly, the actors have been let out of their contracts. It's canceled. Though, according to the report by Deadline, Super Crooks will go forward instead. Here's what the creator, Mark Miller, said in a statement. I'm really proud of what the team achieved with Jupiter's Legacy and the amazing work everyone did on that origin season. I've been asked a lot about what we're planning next with this world, and the answer is to see what the supervillains are getting up to. I've always loved crime stories, from Scorsese to Tarantino, and supervillains are always the most fun part of any superhero story. To do something exclusively focused on the villains they fight just feels incredibly fresh as we explore what it's like to be a bad guy in the world crawling with good guys who want you to be in jail. Okay. I mean, yeah, Jupiter's Legacy, I don't know, it didn't feel like there could have been so much more told with that story. I don't think the series was bad. I think that it wasn't given enough time to really show you like where it could go. Now, if this other show is it doesn't sound like it's a spinoff. It sounds like it's just another superhero show that's going to be replacing it. I don't know. I think Netflix is screwing up here. I think they should do both. I mean, if Jeff Bezos can do two shows that are essentially the same, with The Boys and Invincible, why not? Of course, Jeff Bezos, I think, has more money in his pinky than Netflix has as an entire bank account, but I don't know. We may, you know, shit, for all I know, Jeff Bezos may decide that, you know, one of those two shows has got to go and keeping the other one. Says here, Netflix acquired Miller World in 2017. Jupiter's Legacy was supposed to be the first linchpin in Netflix's own superhero universe. I'm sure they hoped it would rival that of DC and Marvel. However, the audience just has not warmed to Jupiter's Legacy. I still find this a very odd decision to make, though. Surely you double down and get season two right and hope to gain some audience. Yeah, I think this is people are going to compare this to Firefly. And I can tell you right now, Jupiter's Legacy is better than Firefly. Number one, it's not as stupid like Space Western. But it's also like a generic superhero. It feels like a generic superhero show. Maybe that's why people just didn't feel it. You know, I know that I had, I'm like, oh, that character's clearly supposed to be kind of their take on Superman, or that character is, you know, the Flash and blah, 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 and that kind of thing. I did that with The Boys, and I did that with Invincible, and all of those come from their own comic books. And, you know, if you know anything about comic books, you know that various companies like Marvel and DC will see a character from the other company and go, that's kind of a cool character. We should do a character similar to that. Like in the DC universe, there is a character, I think he's just called a Spider. But he's essentially Spider-Man, but he's a bad guy. Think of it like this. It's essentially the black suited Spider-Man without the Venom or the Spider logo. He doesn't have the Spider logo on his chest. Actually, wait, no, he does have a Spider logo. It's not the Spider logo. It looks more like if the traditional Spider-Man outfit with like the spider right here in the middle of the chest, just a little one. It's the size of your palm. But then it's not white. It's not like contrasting with the black of the suit. It's a different shade of black, or like a different color that's also dark. So, all right, the last story here is of Indiana Jones 5. This story is from LRM Online. The title of this article is Indy 5 Flashback to World War II. Latest set images adds to speculation. All right, it says here, we could get an Indiana Jones 5 Flashback to World War II. Fans already know that Indiana Jones was involved in the war effort from mentions made during Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. However, Indiana Jones 5 will be set a decade after the events of that movie. In other words, the World War II era is a no-go for Harrison Ford at almost 79. Yet, I know when myself, this is the person who wrote this article. I know when myself and colleague Nick Dahl were speculating, we both loved the idea of Indiana Jones 5 prologue being a flashback to World War II. And, there would be technical challenges to any Indiana Jones 5 flashback to World War II. For start, the character should look not much different from the one we saw in The Last Crusade. Jones was born in 1899, and that would make the character 38, 39 at the time of The Last Crusade. World War II began for the most of the world other than the U.S. in 1938. Of course, it was the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941 which brought America into the war. That means that Indy was 42 to 46 years old during World War II. Ergo, de-aging technology would have to be used for any flashbacks. Surely, therefore, any scenes set in the past would have to make a lot of sense story-wise. Why even bother attempting to shoot a decade ago flashback unless it was important? Okay. I was actually joking about this the other day on my Clapper page. If you're not on Clapper, it's an app similar to TikTok, but it's for people over 18. So there's not a lot of stupid videos of dance challenges and stuff. Although there's some of those things, but not as much. And I was saying how being that by the time this movie comes out, Harrison Ford is going to be in his 80s. I was like, you know, we have to think of titles for this new Indiana Jones movie that is appropriate for someone who's going to be 80 years old. So I wrote down a list of, I wrote down a list of possible titles for the Indiana Jones 5 movie. So we have Indiana Jones and the Desperate Search for Depends. That's number one. Indiana Jones and the Curse of the Tapioca Pudding. Indiana Jones and the Crossroads. Indiana Jones and the Senior Home of Doom. I'm curious, what would you call this senior citizen's version of Indiana Jones? What name would you give it? Because I was basically trying to think of like anything and everything that what would be an adventure for someone who could barely, you know, who probably can't even drive anymore. he's roughly the same. My dad's like a year older than him, I think, but he's about my dad's age. He's that crotchety old fart. I would imagine Harrison Ford is probably a nicer person than my dad. Although I have seen interviews with him and up until this last two Star Wars movies he didn't like really talking about Star Wars. He just like, that was something I did almost 40 years ago. Why do people still bring it up? That was essentially the kind of attitude he had. I don't think he's ever said that specifically, but he might as well have. Somebody once compared Harrison Ford to the jock at your high school that hates all the nerds, and like all of his fans are those nerds that he doesn't like. And this last Star Wars movie, the last two that he did, I think the only reason why he did them was because Disney opened up the vault of cash, opened up Uncle Scrooge's money bin and said, "All right, help yourself." He doesn't need to work anymore. I don't know if he's ever really needed to work in the last 30, 40 years, but I think he does it because he enjoys acting. But yeah, up until that last go around with Disney, doing Star Wars, I don't think he was at all interested in talking ever about Star Wars. He hated it when people brought it up. In fact, he did an AMA on Reddit around the time of the Force Awakens, and someone asked him who shot first, Han or Greedo, and he goes, "I don't care." That was his response. So, I don't know. I think he would be this crotchety old bastard who just, "Get off my lawn," you know? And, he's... I think the adventuring is going to be minimal with this new Indiana Jones movie. Either that or he's going to have a body double for all of these stunts or all the things that require him to move. Anytime you see him sitting down, you know that's actually Harrison Ford. I think he's going to have a body double for walking and running and driving and anything that involves him getting up out of his chair. God, oh man, I'm excited to see a new Indiana Jones movie, but I'm not hopeful for an actual adventure movie. I suspect that it's going to be a lot of, if there is any, you know, running and jumping and bull whips and all that stuff. It's going to be a lot of body doubles. It really is. It's they're gonna digitally put his face on somebody younger's body. Yeah. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the 206 Geek. I've been your host, Todd, the 206 Geek. If you enjoy my podcast, and I hope you do, please consider giving it a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. And you're like, you know, give it whatever you think is fair. But I would love it if you gave me a 5-star rating and like a little blurb about why you like the podcast. If you're not an Apple user, that's okay. You don't need to be. You don't need to have an iPhone or an iPad. All you really need is a computer, and an iTunes account, which is free, and the iTunes software. You can do it from your PC. To find where you can do the review, you can go to rate.206geek.com, and it's going to be one of the first couple of links that shows up on that page. You can click on the link for the 206 Geek on Apple Podcast. You can also do a rating for the podcast over on Podchaser as well. But the one that's really important that helps the podcast grow is the one on Apple. So giving a 5-star rating and saying, this podcast is amazing. Todd is funny. He's entertaining, insightful, whatever you want to say. You know, be honest and what else? If you're watching the stream, see the link at the bottom of the screen, shop.206geek.com. That's the merch. I have lots of cool stuff in there. And some of the stuff in there is not stuff that is necessarily tied in with the podcast. It's just stuff that I thought was neat that I added to my store. Lots of nerdy stuff in there. But there's a selection that I've created myself that's in there. But yes, go to shop.206geek.com and buy some merch. Show your support for the podcast. You can buy one of these banners that I have behind me, although you can't really see it because I have the green screen turned on, so never mind. yeah. Anyways, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Oh, one more thing. Go ahead and go follow my other podcast on Facebook. Facebook.com/notaboutyoupod. That's the letter U. And we do live shows on Facebook and Twitch. And the episodes are released for that podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays. But you can watch us record the episode on Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. And you can watch that on the Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/JTM as in Mary Networks. So JTM Networks.
I don't know that.
I wasn't talking to you. Stupid Alexa. All right. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'm babbling at this point. And I will see you guys. If you tune in on Sunday, great. If not, I'll see you guys next week. And...